of what real spirituality is. So one of the great and wonderful things that this book expresses in a very unique and deep and personal way through Maharaj's own journey is that the fruit of one's spiritual life and the symptom of somebody who actually has spiritual life and is exhibiting that isn't a lot of knowledge, a lot of fame, some great show of renunciation, some magic tricks. Here in the land of gurus, India is the land of gurus, we can see so many varieties of sadhus. But it's very, very rare to find a real sadhu. And Maharaj is such a person. And that quality, which we learn about through this book, that's so important, that is so rare, is deep humility, love, and compassion. Some of the stories that we just heard, and many more in the book, really lucidly depict these qualities. And that is something that we're all yearning for, we're all looking for. Why? Because we actually all have the same nature. Our soul is eternal, it's blissful, and it's seeking love. And that love is found in individuals like Maharaj, who are practicing deeply these principles. So I don't want to take much time. I think we're all waiting for the wonderful performance that's about to take place with Gauravani Prabhu. But I do want to encourage all of you to really understand how rare this opportunity is and to take advantage of Maharaj's association. And if you get any chance to visit the temple and try to hear more, in addition to the book, which there are, it's true, there are very few copies of here tonight for all of you, so please try to get one. You won't be sorry. Maharaj has some many wonderful lectures that are on tape that are available. And also he has many, many wonderful students and followers who are here in the audience tonight. So try to connect with one of them. If you're not already connected, I think many of you are. And develop a friendship that will help you in your life as you take your own journey. And may God bless all of you. And thank you very much for all of your wonderful support for this event tonight. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Ramdas Prabhu. So before your spirits are kindled by as kindred spirits, I have a few technical announcements. The prasadam boxes will be available only at the exit gates. You have a floor and a second floor sitting above you, and that consists mainly of Matajis. So all Prabhus are requested that after this program is over, please be seated. We will allow the second floor Matajis to exit first, then the first floor, and later on the Prabhus. There's a very important request that the prasadam should not be honored at least 1.83562 kilometers away from the Shanmukhanand Hall. In fact, if you can do it on your journey home, that would be better. And dispose of the prasadam packets at your home. This 75th Prerana Festival has been sponsored by Vamsidhar Prabhu. I would like all of you to thank him by loudly chanting Hribo! There's already been mention of this, that books are available outside the exit foyer on each floor. They cost 360 rupees. Since we have the author, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, amongst us here, some of you who wish to get it autographed today can please come back with the book after the Kindred Spirits program and queue up and get his autographs. Alternately, you could do that in the temple as well. So, here we are as Kindred Spirits.
Vanchakalpataruvyascha Kripasindubhyeva cha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo. Time to wake up. Come on now, wake up, sleeping souls.
Wake up, time to wake up. Come on now, wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, time to wake up. Come on now, wake up, sleeping souls.
Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya's calling. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up. Now when we sing this song, who are we speaking to? Are we speaking to someone else? Are we speaking to others? When we're calling ourselves, wake up, wake up. Wake up, sleeping soul. But Bhikkhu Thakur beautifully illustrates this point in this song. We've been covered, we're sleeping in illusion. What is this illusion? Illusion is that I am this body that I see in the mirror. I am this race. I am a white American male, big body. The truth is, who am I? I'm pure spirit soul. What else does he say? Anantanita.
Krishna appeared 5,000 years back. And he told in Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto me. But very few people surrender. But again the Lord has to come again. Just 500 years back, he appeared as Lord Chaitanya in Mayapur Dham. So that's why in this verse he's saying, Tumare Loyeku Ami Bhoyeku Avata. I have come here in this world for you all.
For me also.
Yes, exactly.
For you also, Guru.
And he is saying, Anu Bina Bandhuar Ke Achyutumar. And the real friend of all the living entities, the Supreme Lord, Gauranga. And in the next verse, he is saying that what he has brought, when he has not come empty-handed. He has come with a great gift for all the humanity. He has come, what is that? Golokera Premardhan Harinam Sankirtan. He has brought the holy name with him and he has distributed all the living entities here. And this will destroy the Maya because Maya is cause of our all sufferings. So if we chant the holy name, then this Maya which is giving us suffering will be destroyed and will be completely happy by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey,
wake up, sleeping soul. Come on now, wake up, sleeping soul.
Together.
Come on now, wake up, sleeping soul.
Come on now,
wake up, sleeping soul. Come on now, wake up, sleeping soul.
Come on now,
wake up, sleeping soul.
Thank you very much. Guru Maharaj, in your book you talk about the music of the civil rights movement. So this song is our humble offering in the mood of joining the gospel Christian tradition and kirtan together. So we hope you accept it.